I'll second that motion.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving on to public hearing and final vote. First item up is 18-30 KKH Management and Developers LLC.
This is KKH Management and Develop LLC, Gary Lloyd. The developer is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing nightly rental use for 7 cabins to be constructed on 1.3 acres located on Homestead Acres Lane, Hollister, Missouri. The 1.3 acre parcel is in the River Lake subdivision, Tract A. Tract A was formed by combining lots 9, 10, 12, 13, and 14 of the River Lake Second Edition subdivision. The past use of the 5 lots has been for a mobile home park with up to 13 mobile homes on the combined lots at one time. The property will be served by a private well for water in Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Properties to the east, south, west, and north are residential single-family homes. The concept hearing was held August 13, 2018. The Western Taney County Division 3 relative policy score was a negative 1, with negative scores coming from the following areas of the policy checklist. The importance factor 5 scores were off-sites issues minimally mitigated, no fire hydrants, buffer is not currently in place to mitigate any issues, a 40-foot road right-of-way, weekly solid waste disposal service available but not documented. An importance factor 4 was transparent change on use compatibility. Importance factor 2 was no landscape buffer between residents, no pedestrian walkways, but green space provided for pedestrian use. The applicant's buffer plan includes using tall grasses on the adjoining property line of the mobile home on the northwest property line. The adjoining property owner planted such grasses this month for use of them as the buffer. The property line to the southeast has a chain link fence for the north half that will be removed, with natural vegetation and bushes being planted as the buffer. A privacy fence with vegetative growth in the fence line is currently in place for the balance of the property line. The applicant has built an additional parking area accessed off Proctor Road that will serve as parking for boats and for 3 of the 4 required parking spaces for vehicles. In your decision of record, it's your nightly rental decision of record with no changes. His cabin occupancy, 3-bedroom cabin, will have occupancy maximum of 8. And with that, you'd have 4 required parking spaces. Does anybody have any questions about your decision of record? It doesn't have the general conditions that are in a special use one, with this being a Division 3. So, Gary, I'll go through the PowerPoint, and then you're welcome to address the commission. As we remember, this is our location off Acacia Club. Zoomed in on the property. This is the combined lots. Just some different views. Pictometry from the south. Here's an actual picture of a cabin he's already built. Cabins to the right, Homestead Acres Road goes up. This is a view of his entrance. You can see the parking pad on the right. This is the chain link part of the fence to the east that he's proposing removing and using natural vegetation. Now I'm all the way on the back side of that same fence line. There's a privacy fence that you can't even see. It's grown up with vines. This is the property line that borders this mobile home that he's proposed using these tall grasses, which Gary and I aren't sure if they survived or not. They may come back, but that's what he's presenting to the commission to use on these 2 lines. Those
grasses are setting up where those posts are. And then to show you, this is all his whole property. So across Proctor Road, he's going to build more parking area for boats and extra vehicles for the seven cabins that they can park over here. Both these parcels are his. So I'll turn it over to Gary.
Thanks, Scott. All I can tell you is the neighbor wanted to plant his own grass. We were getting ready to put some shrubbery in there, and he came to me and said, well, hey, we want to plant our grass. So I said, okay. So he brought some down. I told him it was too early to plant it, but he put it in there. We'll probably have to replant it. I don't think it'll stay, but he and I are good relations, so I'm not, you know, he's pretty much contented with what we've done to the property. I can tell you that much. He thinks it's made his worth a whole lot more. He offered to sell it to me for about $200,000. I'd like to buy it, but he's a little too high for me. Any questions?
Where does that neighbor live?
What's this now?
Where does that neighbor live?
Right there on the corner.
He has a little trailer that's over on me almost. His trailer's like 7 inches off the property line.
Where does he live, Gary? Where does he live at?
Up by Alton.
Alton, Missouri?
Yeah. I've got his phone number at home.
Okay.
Is there a permanent resident in that mobile?
Is there what now?
Someone that lives there full time? Does he live there full time?
No. He's not there hardly at all, really, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, I keep his yard mowed for him. It was a mess when it started. We've tore even the trailers off up on the other property up there straight up. There was trailers up farther up, right straight up the, let me see, how do I show it to you?
It's on that back 17 acres.
Right there.
Right there. We tore all out too. That's all gone now.
Any other questions, comments? Anyone entertain a motion on the Division 3 permit?
I'll make a motion to accept it as it's written. I think that it is a much better use of the property than the several mobiles that we're sitting there.
We'll go ahead and make the motion in a second, and then we'll have a public hearing.
That's all right.
You can do motion in a second and then have public hearing and amend it if you want, or rescind your motion since it hadn't been seconded.
That's my fault. Then I will rescind that motion at this
okay.
point.
My fault. So that works. Thank you, George.
Is there anyone in favor of this project that signed up to speak? In favor?
In favor.
Would you like to come up and?
The fact that I'm in favor of that property, of his usage, I feel he's done a extremely good job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed to the application?
Now?
My apologies for
I will make a motion to accept the visit written. It's a good use for the property.
Thank you.
In that location.
Second.
I thought it was too.
Got a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Are you telling me that I can put it online for nightly rental now, or is there anything else I need to confer with before I do it?
Yep. You'll have a decision or record you'll have to record,
okay. And
then you'll have those items on your specific decision or record you'll have to meet, and if you want to call me tomorrow, I'll go over those with you.
So,
okay?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, what was the outcome of the vote? I was writing notes here.
Yes. I think it was unanimous.
Awesome. 7-0. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
great grandpa today. Yeah, we didn't know Ryan was going to make it because of that.
Need more like that. Next item up, we've got FanFest LTD 18-31, proposed nightly rental at 326 Happy Hollow Road.
FanFest LTD is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing four-bedroom single-family residence located at 326 Happy Hollow Road, Blue Eye, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence has four bedrooms, two-car garage, and was built in 1989, is located in the Williams Point subdivision, Lot 13. The lot is plus or minus 16,500 square feet in size. On April the 9th, 2018, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Special Use Permit 18009 for nightly rental located at 326 Happy Hollow Road, owned by Dominique Bassano. The parcel sold and the new owner is seeking a new Division 3 Special Use Permit for nightly rental. The single-family home has been a nightly rental for 10 years. The residence is comparable to other single-family homes in the area. Other uses within 1,000 feet in the area consist of residential single-family homes, Happy Hollow Resort established in 1969, an approved special use permit for nightly rental located at 515 Happy Hollow Road in 2017, two lots approved for boat dock parking, Table Rock Lake to the east and the Stone County Line 240 feet to the west. Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge has adequate access for emergency public services, off-street parking for five vehicles, parking for a boat on the west side of the garage. The property is served by a community well and on-site septic system for wastewater. The Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge does lie within the 1% floodplain layer from the Table Rock Lake. Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge has two property lines adjacent to residential properties, east and south. The south line has some existing vegetation the applicant plans to use as the buffer. The east property line has some natural vegetation. The project received a total score of negative 3 on the Western Taney County Division 3 relative policy score sheet. Areas with a negative score included the following. From important factor 5, buffering being used to mitigate any issues. Importance factor 4, transparent change. And importance factor 5 was less than 40-foot road right-of-way. With your staff recommendations, is your special use conditions. And on those, we will need a total of 5 parking spaces for the no more than 10 occupying no more than 10 persons for the four-bedroom home. And all the rest of them I did no changes on. So unless anybody has any questions on the staff report, if you remember this property, you go over into Stone County and come back to it. Long Creek Bridge is in your bottom right-hand corner down here. If we look at this, this is a platted drainage ditch, and they actually owned this lot, if you remember, when it came through in April. That's a picture of the home. I'm going to highlight on this picture. I've had a couple calls about the fire pit and some fires, and Michelle may allude to that. I haven't had a chance to talk to her. Those calls came in Friday. But this gives you the location of the fire pit in relation to the home. You can see it from the overview. It sits right here, right in that area right there. This is our east line. That property line runs somewhat general in here. There were stakes, and it's hard to tell just exactly. There's not a whole lot of that vegetation that's in it. This is our west line. I took a picture on the west side of that line and then the east side of that line.